Satan is not going to cause God to reject the one who believes in his Son as Savior. And as a believer who believes in his Spirit and is restored, you can do all of the accusing you want. You can do all the rejecting you want. You can do all the accusations. You can demand that God not use somebody. Do all you want to do. That isn't what God's going to do. You're learning what kind of God our God is. And I love what the Lord does here. Know what he does. He does not rebuke Joshua. To the surprise, to the shock of Satan himself, God does not rebuke Joshua. God rebukes the accuser. God rebukes the accuser. The word is the cal imperfect of the word gar. It looks like this in the Hebrew. This is G, and then this is silent. You go by the vowel A, and then there's the R. Very simple verb, gar. When I took Hebrew, I loved Hebrew because thousands and thousands of words, and all Hebrew words come from verbs with only three radicals. You have to know the three basic radicals for nouns, names, and you got names like Zechariah, Nebuchadnezzar. You want to figure it all out. All you have to do is figure out what are the three basic radicals in that name, in that word. Now, it gets tricky because sometimes two of them drop out because of diphthongs and the way the things are put together. So you may have a word with only one. You may have a lot of radicals, but only one is the root radical. And so that makes it a lot of fun. But here's all Hebrew words are basically three radicals and three letters, as we call them. Okay, let's look at our word gar. It means to guard, to chide, to rebuke, to reprove. In this judicial courtroom scene, the supreme judge turns to the accusing lawyer, Satan, and rebukes him. Now, I just want to interject a little parenthesis. Therefore, people, you shut up. You just be quiet. You've sinned. You've got a defense lawyer. You have an advocate for you. You just be quiet. I think it's so interesting. Sometime in Matlock, where the defendant stands up and starts shouting, and I remember in one of them, they even gagged him. The judge had him gagged and handcuffed to the chair so he couldn't get up. And you just be quiet. You don't go out and try to defend yourself to people. You don't just let him do it for you. This is what's beautiful with the word. This means that the Lord rebuked Satan for what he was demanding that the Lord do to this Joshua, and by the way, to every saved sinner. Let's look at it legally. In a legal sense, this word means, let me give you what it means legally. In a legal sense, this word means to completely dismiss. One lexicon, annihilate the accusation. Put the accusation itself into oblivion. That's beautiful. To dismiss the accusation, to annihilate or put the accusation in oblivion. Now, there's a second part that goes with this, and this is another part that's important, along with silencing the accuser. Silencing the accuser. You can just see in a court, the person comes up and he lays out all the accusations. The judge says they're all dismissed. They have no bearing. They're taken care of. They're out. They're over. They're in oblivion. Well, what else does the accuser have to say? He's silenced. There's my best stuff. Their sin was my best stuff. That's the boy. That was it. And you're taking that away from